Dear people, where does one begin to describe the greatness of St. John, whose feast we celebrate today? He was one of the 12 apostles. It's his first boast. But not only one of the 12, he was one of the special three of the 12. Jesus' close circle that he brought with him, Peter, James, and John, to all those most important moments. And I suppose it can make sense that Peter and James are there. But in the midst of being one of these three, John was young. I think scholars would say it's possible he was a teenager. So he's one of the 12, he's one of the three inner circle, and he's this young man. And then he is the only one of the 12 to witness Christ's death, to stand at the cross and not leave him at the cross. Unbelievably blessed, St. John was. If that wasn't enough, he was given Mary, Christ's mother, and lived with her and took her into his home up until her assumption, gave her the Eucharist. It's unbelievable. If that wasn't enough, he's one of the four evangelists. Just unbelievable. And if that wasn't enough, he also wrote four other books of the Bible, the three letters and the book of Revelation. Where do you begin to express the greatness of this man? Well, where he begins to express his greatness, as you know, is in the Gospel of John. His name is never mentioned. John describes his greatness over and over again by one line: the disciple whom Jesus loved. That's anyone's greatest greatness, a disciple whom Jesus loved. That's where his greatness came from, that's where his security came from, that's where his hope came from, that's where his peace came from. And so does ours. Dear people, we must never forget that the most healthy desire and the most common desire anyone should exercise is, Jesus, I want your love. Fill me with your love. I need your love. Give me your love. Because that's what tells us who we are. May we beg and long for that even more this day as we continue this great octave of Christmas.